Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Jack Aldrich back on the show. Jack is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. More than a dozen years he's been hanging out with us. He's one of the most renowned global futurists of our time and an outstanding keynote speaker, the chief of unlearning, author of 10, count them, 10 books, most of which I'm pretty sure I've launched on this show, including my favorite. This is one of my favorites of his. The next big thing is really small. It's when he introduces the nanotechnology. And also Foresight 2020. I think that's the new one, isn't it, Jack?
That is the new one, yeah.
That's the new one. And Jump the Curve. I mean, this guy's very prolific. The books are outstanding, and they will wake you up and educate you. Jack, welcome back to the show.
Jim, always a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you back. So I was telling the audience when I told them you were coming that in the last chapter of my book, my new book, The Age of the Customer, I created a chapter that titled Now You're the Futurist. And I encouraged them to think like you do, to try to connect the dots, to imagine the implications for what they think they see coming at them. And you want to help them with that a little bit today, too, along those lines, don't you?
I really do. And I don't want to do it with answers. I just want to do it with questions. I think the best futurists and the best thinkers really start with questions. And the number one question everyone should just ask ourselves in a world that's changing as fast as ours is, what don't I know? And the reason that's so important is it keeps you humble, it keeps you curious, and it keeps your mind open to the possibility that there is always going to be something happening today or tomorrow that is going to affect your business. But if you ask that question, you're going to keep your eyes open, your ears open, and you're going to spot that opportunity before your competitors do, going to give you a competitive advantage.
Right. What don't I know? And so I know you don't want answers, but what would be something that, what would be a path that we would head down with that?
Well, I think the first...
Is this where I think I need to be more educated about something, or I need to pay more attention, or I need to talk to different people?
I think both. I mean, this whole question about attention is spot on, is that we all get used to our normal information sources. And if you're
right.
In a particular industry, you have your trade group, you have your newsletters, but you're reading everything else that everyone else in your industry is reading.
Right.
But you have to sort of, and I would just advocate, just break out with one different source of information. And I'm going to send you what I call my Think Week resource guide, a list of wonderful websites, magazines that most people don't typically read, but I peruse in order to
right.
answer this question, what don't I know? And you might find, and your listeners might find, one or two new
all
information
right.
sources that are really good. But that also, that other question you had is, who aren't I listening to?
Mm-hmm.
Again, try and find people not in your industry, not in your circle. The future is happening on the edges. And most people are focused on the center of their business. And so how do you reach out to someone younger or, again, someone who is viewing your industry from just a slightly different perspective because they might have a really important insight on where the future of your business or company is going.
Right, right. So what don't we know? These are questions. And you recommend that we get our group, our team together, our leaders together, and ask those questions?
Absolutely, on a regular basis. And, you know, to a lot of your listeners, this idea, well, how do I know what I don't know is sort of a ridiculous question. But it's really not. I mean, if you get together with your staff, your employees, there will be people who say, you know, we need to know more about chatbots. we need to know more about blockchain, that there are new technologies that are going to affect our business or our customers interacting with their mobile phones in ways that we just don't understand. And so once you've asked the question, you are going to search out answers. And I always say the most successful companies are those that ask better questions. As a result, they get better answers.
Right.
Because they get better answers, they're more successful.
Well, and I like the part about, you know, what trends are should your company pay more attention to, because I mean that's something that you can find out from your customers. And this is why I say stay close to your customers. Your customers are going to be the first to try new stuff, right?
And
if they're wandering off in a new area, they're tasting something new. Well, before you know it, they might like that. And hold on to that thought, Jack. We'll take a quick break, folks. Right back with Jack Aldrich. He and I will be right back. Stay with us. 20 minutes.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.